And now, welcome to Who's Talking with D.G. Martin. Who's Talking, featuring interesting guests from our community on News Talk 1360 WCATL. Now, here is D.G. Martin.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin, and we're especially privileged on the occasion of William Friday's 90th birthday to have the former governor of North Carolina, Jim Hunt, visit with us and talk about President Friday. Governor Hunt, thank you for giving us this time. This is just great.
Oh, it's a joy. It's a joy to talk to you, and it's always a joy to talk about Bill Friday.
Well, he is something, isn't he?
And he's amazing.
I wondered, as I mentioned to you before we got started, I've read an early version of Gary Pierce's biography of you and found out lots of things about how you and President Friday were working on the same challenges at the same time. And
right.
When you think about heaven, if you could get two oxen in tandem working for North Carolina, you couldn't ask for two people stronger and more committed service-wise to North Carolina. So here's the question I want, the first question, then we'll just talk. But when was the first time that you can remember ever hearing about William Friday?
Well, D.G., I would say I heard about him sort of, let me see, probably when I was a student at NC State University and student body president. I kept hearing this name Bill Friday as a progressive leader at Chapel Hill and then the university system and so on. But then I really first met him and felt like I kind of knew him a little bit when he was inaugurated as president of the university at William Neal Reynolds Coliseum, and I was student body president at NC State. And so I was there for his inauguration. And I've got a picture of that somewhere.
There's a picture of you and of President Hunt and President Friday probably on the platform together. You're in that?
I don't know.
Well,
I haven't finished going through all my stuff yet.
But y'all were there together as you're at the beginning of your political career as president of the student body. I don't know whether it's the first or the second term, and he's beginning this his inauguration as president of the Consolidated University.
And he served for 30 years, and I've always been proud to have been there at the beginning. But that having been there when he started, though he was already doing good work, really made me sort of feel even more friendship and ownership and pride in him throughout all these years.
Well, what as the student body president, you faced a different set of issues and concerns than what might have been going on sort of university-wide over at the general administration and the president's office. But were there occasions even then that you looked to a larger group of academic leadership to give you guidance?
Well, what I was looking for was support for the university. Now, you know, the student issues were whether or not the food was any good. The
cafeteria, right.
Married student housing, which was a big deal. We had a lot of vets back from the Korean War. But always it was whether or not we had support for the university, good enough teachers and professors. I very quickly got to know, because I was at that time in the School of Agriculture, later graduated with a teaching degree in agricultural education, whether or not we were getting the kind of funding for research and development work in this big, very important agricultural scientific area. I wanted to make sure that we had at the university, leading it, somebody who cared about the students, knew about them, and somebody who would be a big, strong, powerful leader, helping the university to be all it could be and helping the students and the economy of North Carolina be what it ought to be.
There's something that I've always thought about, trying to put myself in your shoes as President Friday was inaugurated, that although the university's offices are located in Chapel Hill, from the standpoint of being somebody who really understands and cares for the mission of North Carolina State University, while President Friday was there, you had somebody who was a part of that culture and who understood the role of a land-grant institution and a love for North Carolina State, even though we loved, you know, the university-wide as well. Did that give the state, the people who loved North Carolina State, just a little bit of comfort?
Well, it gave everybody a lot of comfort. And let me tell you how my experience with Bill Friday, and I'm not sure any governor in America would and could say the same thing. When I was governor over 16 years, first two-term governor, only one to ever come back again for additional terms, I did not have a closer friend and partner in the leadership of the state than I did in Bill Friday. There was hardly a major decision that I made, a major push that I put through to build this state, especially in education and economic development, that I didn't consult with Bill Friday about. I can't tell you the times that he came in to see me, and by the way, he was the kind of guy who had an idea a minute. He's worse than
well,
I am.
I don't know whether he could be worse than you, but two of you together, you do have these ideas
and
a minute.
He'd either come in or he'd call me up on the phone, and he'd give me these new thoughts he had, these new ideas for this week, and he'd get me all excited. I'd start getting in touch with my cabinet and legislative leaders and all that, and we just constantly fed each other's imagination about what North Carolina would be doing, how we could build it. And he wasn't just thinking about the university, although so many of the things that we did involved the university giving leadership to them. And to be honest with you, you know, when I first gave leadership to creating the Microelectronics Center and this whole,
the biotech, all of these.
Yeah, the biotechnology center, all of these initiatives that I did, the North Carolina School of Science and Mathematics, in all of these, I talked with Bill Friday. And there was a special role that the university played in them. And sometimes it was a matter of getting NC State and Chapel Hill to work together. They all, you know, have their own top-notch folks, and they kind of like everything to be done on their own campuses. You understand that. But you got to get them all working together. We got to get them working with Duke and North Carolina Central and all of us working together. So when I took on a big new initiative for North Carolina, I always had Bill Friday and the university involved in it. And I can remember so many times at national governors' meetings around the country when I'd be talking about these special things North Carolina was doing, giving leadership, sometimes the best leadership in the country, better than all the other states, I'd always mention that the university was involved. And those governors, their jaws would drop open because they never thought to involve the university. They thought they were just an academic entity over there. Whereas in this state, we involve their research and their development and their extension and their ideas and their partnerships in the community, even getting universities to be involved in recruiting industry and putting in special programs that appeal to, groups we were bringing in, companies we were bringing in. So that was the kind of relationship we had, and I think it was really unique in America, and perhaps partly because of the relationship he and I had personally.
You had a special interest in improving public education, and particularly, I shouldn't say this, but a special interest in the very young children, as you found out that importance. President Friday shared that concern with you, but he also had a concern and responsibility for the keeping the resources of the university in place so that the universities were able to perform its mission. Sometimes, you know, those good objectives had to conflict a little bit. And how, when they did, how did y'all talk about that when you weren't really all together on the same track?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that we ever talked about it too much. The university had and does have the reputation as being one of the best in the country, the whole system which he headed up. And the various institutions within it have their own special high ranking and expertise. But I knew that Bill Friday was going to be over there pushing to improve the university system and help the students and the economy of the state and all that. I expected him to do that, and nobody ever did it better.
Well, we're
by the same token, it was also pretty clear, and I think we've changed it somewhat, but, you know, 30 years ago, what a lot of people said was, you've got great universities, but your public schools aren't too good. So we had to do something about the public schools. And at that time, we didn't even have kindergarten and Smart Start and early childhood programs. We started those. I helped play a major role in that,
well,
along
no,
with some others.
No question about it. And you brought President Friday under your arms. I want to take a quick break. We're visiting with Governor Jim Hunt, talking about President William Friday on the occasion of his 90th birthday. Governor Hunt, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Who's Talking on News Talk 1360 WCHL with your host, D.G. Martin. And now, once again, here's D.G.
Welcome back to Who's Talking. Our guest is Governor Jim Hunt. We're visiting and celebrating the 90th birthday and the achievements and legacy of President William Friday on the occasion of his 90th birthday. And Governor Hunt, two great partners, you and Jim Hunt and Bill Friday, what a team. And we're talking about some of the things that you all teamed up about. I want to, can I get off track for just a minute? And this
sure.
is something that interests me particularly. And President Friday's not very forthcoming about it, and you may not know much about it. But in visiting with Gary Pierce about your career and about the post-1984 a situation in which you briefly considered running for Senate again in 1986, but pretty quickly put that aside to go on to other things. But there was a movement to, among, I think, more than we maybe even knew about, to try to persuade President Friday to consider running for the Senate. And do you remember those discussions, and were you a party to any of them?
Well, I don't remember specific discussions. But I know that over a period of 25 or 30 years, every time a major position came open, be it governor or United States Senator or whatever, almost everybody would always say, boy, wouldn't it be great if we could get Bill Friday to run? And that was a great testament to him. And yes, I believe in the mid-80s, that there was a special interest because, you know, he'd done so much at the university.
And he was ready to retire as a university.
That's right, about ready to retire, and it was easy for people to envision that. Well, maybe he'd step into another role and go into Washington, where he was, because he was so famous and respected around the country. He would have been in a position where he would have had a powerful voice and been able to do great good. But, boy, how do you do much better good than he's been doing all these years for North Carolina as the person that's looked up to more than any other single person? And so I don't know, he might have really thought about that maybe a minute or two out a few times.
Well,
but I'll tell you one thing, he sure could have been elected, although politics over the years has gotten pretty rough. Not that it wasn't when the country was first established. And I'm not sure that he would have, felt comfortable getting into that give and take. But, boy, nobody's respected more, or it would have just been looked up to more, and I think responded to more by people across the board and all parties.
You have been so active but in the time between your terms as governor and then and while you were governor, and then subsequently in terms of national education movements, organizations, and developing a real national concern for some of the issues that you work on. At the same time, President Friday was interested in not just in North Carolina, but in bringing connective links from experts in higher education to help in North Carolina. But all this is leading to the question of, what did you hear about Bill Friday as and the university as you moved in education circles throughout the country?
Well, I always heard that there were three great men, great leaders, truly great leaders, in higher education in America. One of them was Bill Friday at Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina. One was Father Hesburgh at Notre Dame. And the third was the great president of the University of California.
Clark Kerr.
Clark Kerr. Now, those are the three great names in American higher education history. And they'd always mention Bill Friday first. And, of course, the other two were his good friends and colleagues. And of course, him having that reputation, D.G., meant that North Carolina was so much more on the map. When you were trying to get great professors to come here, researchers to come here, special things to happen in North Carolina, the fact that Bill Friday was here, he was the president of the university, recruiting chancellors to come, nobody could touch him in the whole country. And of course, he didn't sit back and wait to be called. He'd call you. He was just so active and so energetic and so outgoing and so aggressive to build the university and to build the state.
One of the things that Gary Pierce impressed me, or his cataloging of some of your accomplishments and your method of operation, was in connection with what we call industrial development. I don't like that word very much, but it goes to recruiting good businesses to come to North Carolina. And I've wondered, and Gary just said that you spent, he estimated a couple hours every day on that particular task. And I wondered whether or not that was something that you and President Friday worked together on, or was this something that had to be done kind of pretty much through your office in the Department of Commerce? How did the university and President Friday work with you on bringing better business operations to North Carolina?
They worked very closely with me. Now, especially on some of the initiatives we took. I remember when we created the Microelectronics Center. And about that time, General Electric was interested in creating their own center here in the Research Triangle. Well, I had to get the money from the legislature. I think a $25 million initial appropriation. But Bill Friday had to get the university, and especially NC State and University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, to commit to putting their resources in and to work collaboratively along with Duke to make that happen. And so he and I worked as full partners in making that come about and getting all of that great microelectronics and communications industry going here. We did the same thing with the Biotechnology Center. And that was a unique approach. See, these companies would go most places, and they just talked to the governor and the Department of Commerce. When they came to North Carolina, they talked to the governor, the Department of Commerce, and the University of North Carolina system, and the chancellors, and the great scientists. And we had those people right by our side as our full partners, with all of their creativity and their knowledge and everything else. That's why we beat the rest of them so often, was because we had the university and Bill Friday and all of his team of leadership right beside us, and we two platooned them.
One of the areas of, I'm going to get into controversial areas, something that people at North Carolina State and a lot of fans at Carolina and Wake Forest and Duke loved the Dixie Classic. And when President Friday early on took over, he had to deal with the question of the dishonesty and the throw in the games and things like that, and came out with this, what some people would describe as heavy-handed approach to that. And you must have been surrounded as a young North Carolina State graduate by people who didn't agree with that decision. And how did you react, and how did you approach it, and how do you feel about it looking back?
Well, I used to go to Dixie Classic and stay all day long in 3 days.
Right.
In fact, my wife will tell you that when she had our first baby, Rebecca, here at the old Rex Hospital, I took her in because she was beginning to have some early pains. I took her in about before the 12 o'clock game began and stayed there until the last one at night, which wound up about 11 o'clock before I came back over to the hospital.
I wouldn't have told that if I were you.
But don't tell her. By the way, she still hadn't had that baby, although she did shortly thereafter.
That
tells you how much I love the Dixie Classic.
I
was there the time when Cincinnati came in as number one team in America and went out of there after three losses.
Wow. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
If this doesn't tell you how much I loved it, but there are things more important than athletics, and honesty and academics first are two of them. And so Bill Friday did the right thing. I sometimes wish we could bring it back and do it in the right way now. But Bill Friday did the right thing, and we have to make absolutely certain, as he has always done, academics first, integrity, honesty. All of these things are the bedrock, and they have to come first, and athletics has to be done consistent with that, and it can be, and I think is being done within our university system now.
Well, we're visiting with Governor Jim Hunt on the occasion of President William Friday's birthday. Governor Hunt, I'll be right back.
You're listening to Who's Talking on News Talk 1360 WCHL with your host, D.G. Martin. And now, once again, here's D.G.
Welcome back. This is D.G. Martin. We're visiting with Governor Jim Hunt on the occasion of President William Friday's 90th birthday. Governor Hunt, it's people talk about your legacy and the idea that you served two terms of two terms, a total of 16 years as our governor.
GG, we call it the first and second go round.
The first and second, I like that. I love that. Well, so you've 16 years in office, President Friday, 30 years in office, and reflect if you. I wish I could ask the right kind of question, but would you reflect just on the benefits? And if there are downsides of long-serving public officials like you in the governor's office and President Friday in the president's office, learning the ropes, gaining experience and trust, and building constituencies that seem to have worked very well in North Carolina, should we look for some more of that? Because that's been pretty good for us, hasn't it?
I think it's been very good for us. And I know there are those who would argue you ought to have the governor only able to serve one term, or others, maybe they want to have a short-term president of a college or chancellor. But I think you learn so much. First of all, you got to have good leaders to start with, and they need to be leading in an effective way from day one. But there is something to be said for learning the team, learning how the organization works, developing your own team within it and getting those who work with you used to you and believing in you and working with you. There's a lot to be said for the rest of the country and indeed for governor, the rest of the world getting to know you. As an example, the folks who were just over in Japan with Governor Perdue's doing a very good job out recruiting industry for us now and other things. But they were over there, and I've been out of office for 10 years, but the Secretary of Commerce told me that everywhere they went, they asked about Governor Hunt.
Is that right? Well,
I've been to Japan 25 times. most of those on visits for the state of North Carolina, recruiting industry. We got about 160 Japanese companies in this state, about 20,000 jobs, salaries well above average. And you just have to get to know people, and you have to have experiences with them and work with them. And over time, they get to know you, they get to trust you, they work with you. And, of course, the same thing would be true with the University of North Carolina. That's a place where everybody wants to be the best, all these universities around the country. But when a Bill Friday is there for 30 years, everybody knows him. Every single body knows him, respects him, admires the work he's done, and talks about how much how important it is for North Carolina. So I think there's a good bit to be said for longevity. I don't know how long it should be. Governors, of course, can only serve 8 years. Then they have to go out. They're term limited. Could come back if they chose to or tried to. I don't think that'll happen very often. But yes, I think the longevity of Bill Friday did so much to help build the university system and to build the state of North Carolina.
The other great strength that many people mention is his connective link with the North Carolina, not just the political establishment, but the culture and the, I don't want to say the way we do things in this state. It's not, that's kind of arrogant. That's not fair. But there is a special culture and trust that develops, or it has historically developed among the North Carolina leaders. And it's not always, it's not something you can get from books. What when you look for a president of the university, as we are now, what is the importance of sort of that Friday political touch?
Well, let me describe it in terms of Bill Friday, and let me describe sort of how I think it affects the legislature. Bill Friday, first of all, was from a small community in Gaston County. He grew up in a textile mill village. He'd played baseball in college. He'd gone to two branches or three of the he went to state in Carolina. I don't know if he went to Wake Forest or not.
Yeah, yes, first year at Wake Forest.
Well, he went to all three of them, you see. And he was here long enough to get to be around the state and to know the community leaders and to know all the business leaders and to work to know the legislators. So they knew him. They respected him. The people back home in the communities that had gone to the universities, they all looked up to him and just had this huge admiration for Bill Friday. That was reflected then in how the legislature treated the university, the resources they provided, the kind of integrity that the universities could have. And so I really do believe this whole approach, this North Carolina way of doing things, but this business of knowing each other and respecting each other and trying to help each other. Bill Friday has often described the research triangle success and the way we've done things in North Carolina as a matter of us caring for each other. Business, a lot of places, business and government fight all the time. They don't do this in North Carolina because people are trying to help each other. And so I really do believe there's something unique about it. It is hard to describe, as you say, but Bill Friday sort of helped create that approach and that way of doing things and that caring about each other and helping each other that I think continues to make us a very special place.
One of the things that I feel like I learned studying you through Gary Pierce's upcoming book and then reading Bill Link's biography of President Friday, rereading that recently. And it's unfair for me to describe you to yourself, but one of the strengths that I saw that you and President Friday seem to have in common is you talked about y'all are idea-a-minute people, but that your great gift seems to be in fixing, in mediating, in bringing, in sensing where there is a consensus that could be developed behind an idea, not necessarily wasting a lot of resources on ideas that might be good ones, but that can't achieve the kind of backing that would need to be forward. But finding those ideas that will work, even if they're not yours, and then going at it gangbusters to develop the consensus and the resources to make them work. And Fixer is not the right kind of work, but you and President Friday seemed unwilling to accept anybody as an enemy. If somebody fought you, you wanted to bring them on your side the next time.
And we sure tried.
Do you see a kinship in that, what I view to be an unusual approach, but a very successful one for North Carolina?
Well, DG, I think that comes about, first of all, because of how he and I both view people. We do think people want to do the right thing, and they do care about each other, and that we should use government and universities to help all the people. And I think there's probably some spiritual basis for all of that too, what we believe about God and what we as human beings ought to be doing on this earth to serve. But I think it's also sort of seen in the fact that the university system, with the university here at Chapel Hill being the first public university in America, and its commitment to all the people, including the poor kids that came from all kinds of places, and helping them get a good education, and then the extension groups that work out to go into the communities and help people. I think all of that comes about in part and causes us to work together with people. There may be a few you can't get to help, and there have been a few who haven't been willing to support the university system strongly, but there haven't been many. And I think Bill Friday's leadership in having the university be there and insisting that we make it excellent and that it serve all of our people, and working so hard to make sure it was good and out there for. Look at all these universities, all these campuses we have around North Carolina. Now, California's got more, but that's about the only state that does. Maybe New York would be close. But he has seen, and I have tried to see, others have, that the university really serves the people, that it's out there where they are, that the campuses are very, very good, and that they're playing that special role in their communities. That's just this, it's a commitment to service, belief in people, and a willingness to work hard and not take no for an answer when it comes to building the university and building the state and building all of our people.
We're visiting with Governor Jim Hunt on the occasion of President William Friday's 90th birthday. Governor Hunt and I'll be right back for just a few short words.
You're listening to Who's Talking on News Talk 1360 WCHL with your host, D.G. Martin. And now, once again, here's D.G.
Welcome back to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin, and my guest is Governor Jim Hunt. Governor Jim Hunt and his political career and President William Friday's career overlapped on occasion. Each of them really working hard for North Carolina. Governor, we talked about the cooperation between the two of you. The thing that one of the things that impresses me most is the times when you all didn't see eye to eye on particular issues. You were on different sides. This you got decided, and seemingly no hard feelings. And I guess one of the classic. There are several of those issues, but one of the classics is the decision about the medical school at East Carolina University in Greenville, where it seemed that you felt pretty strongly that Eastern North Carolina needed a medical school. President Friday and the group at Chapel Hill felt that there might be some compromise to the medical school here in Chapel Hill. That was a hard-fought battle, wasn't it?
Hard-fought. You know, I think North Carolina, as you look back, North Carolina did the right thing. But there were two good points of view. You didn't ever want to not continue to build the quality of the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill and increase its services. But I came from Eastern North Carolina. I remember growing up and having to wait 3 hours to see a doctor. Mm. Every time we went to town, I started timing it on my watch, and it was on an average 3 hours. And I said that was wrong. I said that when I was a boy. And we had some services. Some counties didn't have any. So that's why there was a strong movement, and it was successful to build the medical school at East Carolina University, but not just any medical school. One devoted in law to preparing primary care physicians, family doctors, those docs who provide the kind of primary care. But listen, that paled beside the support that we all worked together to have for the whole university system, including all the medical schools and so forth. And listen, nobody knew better than I did how deeply Bill Friday cared about the whole university system. That was just one place where we had a little division, and we let that get worked out, and we moved on. Sometimes you have these little differences, and you just work them out and see who wins with the most votes. Then you come back together and work more closely than ever before.
Well, see, that's why you and Bill Friday are so much better than I am, because, you know, when I have a spat with somebody, I have a hard time putting it aside, and it looks like you all, I don't know whether it was deliberate or just natural, but the idea was, okay, we have spats. That's the way it works. And unless somebody is going to determine to be my enemy, I'm going to bring that person back on board. And in Friday's President Friday's case on the East Carolina Medical School, my impression is that once that decision was made, it was gangbusters to make it great, gangbusters to make it a great medical school.
Absolutely, and, as it was with everything within Bill Friday's in North Carolina's university.
As we talk about his birthday, and all of us, you know, we look at President Friday as an energetic bunny, the Energizer buddy, who can just keep going amazingly at 90 years old. He's still every week a television program. He's on the telephone, probably in partnership with you, mm-hmm. working on the library at North Carolina State University. That's in your honor, doing all kinds of great things for North Carolina. But at 90 years old, it both daunts me and then gives me some hope that maybe there's a room for some of us who are 20 or so years behind to maybe to continue to make contributions. Are you inspired by this? By a 90-year-old going strong.
Very inspired by it. And I think we ought to, all of us, everybody that's listening to us here now, everybody thinking about Bill Friday's 90th birthday and his service to the university and the state, all of us should say, hey, I don't care what our age is. There are a lot of things we can do, and we ought not to retire. We may do some different things, but we ought to keep working to build this state, to build every university that maybe we have something to do with, public or private, to make our public schools better and our wonderful community colleges and our early childhood programs. We all just need to stay committed to this. There are a lot of people sounding so gloom and doom about America and fussing and fighting. Hey, that's not us. We ought to all pitch in and find something creative to do. And there's nothing better than working for universities and schools in our communities.
I want you to tell me a secret now, and that is what you and Bill Friday, what plot y'all are working on now to help North Carolina. I know you're working on something. It might take you a minute to think of it.
We are We're still working on lots of things, DG, but some of these have to remain private until we work them out.
Well, tell us about, I guess, what would be, you've got such a large network of people like you who are devoted and willing to spend time and resources on things that will help North Carolina. You've got that list in your head, and I'm sure you've got it, a hard copy somewhere. What do you think of bringing this 90-year-old President Emeritus Friday on board? What would be the kinds of things you would call him to help you with?
Well, you'd call him to help you with something that's a big idea. Where you wanted to convince somebody that the whole state was behind it. Where you wanted somebody who could make the call to any newspaper editor, any CEO of a big company, head of any of the university system, anybody who's a prime mover across the state. When you need somebody who knows them all, respected by them all, and will call them up and ask them to help, you call Bill Friday. Wow. He's the man. He's the only man that can do it in North Carolina. And he'll do it. He'll still do it today. If you ask him to make a call, and he doesn't generally get down this far, but if you ask him to make a call to get a plant put up there in Gaston County, where they've had a lot of unemployment, or other counties around the state, he would do it. But more than that, he'd be working on having the university system serve that area in an even more effective way and make sure those young people get a scholarship so they can come to college.
Governor Hunt, what a great tribute to President William Friday that you would spend so much time reflecting and celebrating and remembering and sort of saying a word of thanks for his leadership. As we over here in Chapel Hill say thanks to you for your great and continuing leadership.
Thank you, DG. It's always a joy to talk to you. I love your program. I love your leadership of our state. And it's been a real joy and privilege for me to give testimony to the great man, Bill Friday, who has led this state and who is probably the greatest single leader to ever live within North Carolina.
Thanks to Governor Hunt as we continue our celebration of William Friday's 90th birthday.
Thank you.